Thank you for taking the time to listen. This is Andrew Jolson. I'm a second-year gastroenterology fellow at Columbia University Medical Center. And over the last several years, I've worked closely with Ben Lebwohl and Peter Green, as well as Marilyn Geller, the director of the Celiac Disease Foundation. This study came out of a question that developed from prior studies using the same incredibly comprehensive patient registry, which encompasses over 5,000 individual celiac disease patients and has over 500 questions. What we know is that celiac disease patients often use supplements for perceived health benefits. We also know that probiotics are one of the most commonly used supplements in the general population, although there are very few data-driven indications for their use. We wanted to evaluate probiotic use in celiac disease patients and see if we could identify any trends or predictors of their use. To do this, we performed a cross-sectional observational analysis of patients with self-reported biopsy-proven celiac disease. We extracted basic demographic information, symptoms, information surrounding treatment, short form 36 or SF36 data, and calculated a celiac disease quality of life score, CDQOL. We compared probiotic users versus probiotic non-users using univariate analysis and subsequently performed multivariable logistic regression analysis, assessing for predictors of probiotic use among study participants. In total, over 4,900 patients met criteria for inclusion in the study, and 1,160 of these patients responded to the survey question regarding probiotic use. The mean age of these patients was 39 years, and 82% were female. In total, roughly one-third of patients reported using probiotics. Of these patients, 47% were over the age of 60, and 47% were diagnosed after the age of 50, which was significantly higher than the other age groups, both current age and at the time of diagnosis. Notably, probiotic users were more likely to have sought nutritional counseling at the time of diagnosis and were also more likely to remain symptomatic despite adherence to a gluten-free diet. Both of these findings were statistically significant on univariate analysis. Probiotic users also had lower scores on the pain subscale, the SF36, suggesting a greater degree of physical pain, but there were no differences in the CDQOL scores between the two groups. Turning to our multivariable analysis, we found that patients diagnosed over the age of 50 and those with persistent symptoms despite adherence to a gluten-free diet were roughly twice as likely to use probiotics. In conclusion, we found that roughly one-third of patients reported using probiotics. Patients on a gluten-free diet who remained symptomatic were twice as likely to use probiotics compared with those who reported symptom control. It is possible that patients with persistent symptoms suggested by a later age of diagnosis and failure to respond to a gluten-free diet are seeking treatment for persistent uncontrolled symptoms. However, additional study is needed to clarify the nature of these symptoms and whether or not they are related to gluten exposure. Thank you for listening.